Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. It's the 19th anniversary of Wayne Cruz being on the show. In fact, today is the 19th anniversary. 19 years ago today, Wayne was hanging out with us for the first time. Wayne Cruz, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thanks, man. I had a little bit of hair then. now just shaved it off.
I kind of remember that a little bit. But thanks, yeah. Thanks for 19 great years, Wayne.
Thank you.
VP for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, ladies and gentlemen. When we knew you, you were with Cato, weren't you?
I was at CEI first, and then I went to Cato.
When did you go to Cato?
I believe that was like 1999.
Okay, I first knew you at CEI, then you went to Cato, then you went back to CEI.
That's right, and we first met through the 10,000 Commandments report.
The first time I met you face to face, you were with Cato, because I went to your office.
Cato. I remember that very well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did a broadcast.
I broadcast from your offices that back in 2000, something like that. So anyway, it's been a great 19 years. Let's do 19 more. What do you think?
Absolutely.
I'd like to think we could put you out of business in the next couple of years, though. What do you think?
I would love that. That'd be great.
Tell us what that would look like.
Fishing again. I'd love to start fishing again, and I'm still skateboarding. When I had my 54th birthday the other day, and I thought, I need to pull out my skateboard and see if I can still do a handstand, and I can.
Don't do
it's
that.
It's on the web. You can go see it.
I don't want to see that. That would scare me. So, okay, folks, Wayne is the regulatory dude. He's the guy who keeps up with what's going on with regulations. And
I want to say something good about the certainty for small business that you were talking about at the beginning, though. I want to tell you something real quick. There's a report every year that comes out called the Unified Agenda of Federal Regulations, and it just got pretty sexy. There's a new memoranda from the head of what's called the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. It's part of the OMB that Mick Mulvaney is head of, the White House Office of Management Budget. It has directed the agency this month of September, to submit to OMB on last week, so they've received them by now. But they have to submit to the OMB. You remember we've talked before about a regulatory budget? Well, guess what? Trump has done it essentially unilaterally. Not something that's in violation of a seizure of executive power, just to the extent that the president has oversight of the agency. He's saying in the new unified agenda, for the first time ever, Jim, the agencies are going to have to prevent what is going to be their incremental cost. Their incremental regulatory costs for the coming fiscal year of 2018, which starts October. And the quote here, I just want to take just one line, quote, in light of these policies, OMB expects that each agency will propose a net reduction in total incremental regulatory costs in 2018. So it's a top-down direction.
Is there going to be any kind of a budget that's going to have to be – is somebody going to give them a budget? Are we going to impose some kind of structures on them?
I would look at it this way. In the same way that the net new regulations this year so far are negative, I believe I saw one report that says it's about a $500 million savings. It's not earth-shaking, but, in terms of the gigantic regulatory state.
Right.
It's saving half a billion dollars is significant. But in this case, we've already had a year since Trump entered of no new incremental regulatory costs. And what this memoranda is saying that it's going to be the same way next year. So I think, and plus, we still expect you to reduce regulatory costs, and the two-for-one is still going to remain in effect.
So I see all kinds of opportunity for a congressional office to have some kind of play fast and loose with these numbers. I need to count on somebody like you, Wayne, to help them do the math.
Right. To make sure that things are actually cut.
And that they don't play fast and loose by saying we're lowering your taxes when all they did was not raise them.
Right. I think getting rid of burdens matters. There are a couple of good signs. You've seen them this year too. Early, along with the regulatory executive orders, you might remember that there was one on permitting and duration, the time it takes to get a project, or, you know, bridge or road,
right,
or construction project or shopping center, what have you. And Trump would hold up a long list of all the steps that companies had to go through in order to get anything done. And there are people who are moderates, who are Democrats, like the fellow Philip K. Howard, who writes often on government waste, but he's not necessarily a small L libertarian or anything,
right,
like that. But there's a lot of bipartisan agreement that the regulatory state goes too far in terms of holding up projects, and people can come together and get their heads together and realize that some risks aren't what they're being made out to be and that things can be changed. Also, there's a lot of bipartisan pedigree to the reg reform bill. The bad thing, Jim, is no regulation reform passed this year. You know, we've had the fight over Gorsuch, we've had the Obamacare fight, now we've got the budget coming up. We haven't passed any reg reform legislation. Everything that we've been talking about that's been good stuff has just come through the executive branch. You know, if Obama had a pen and phone to curtail liberty, Trump has used the pen and phone, at least in this instance, to increase liberty,
absolutely,
to open things up for business, which is a good thing. But Congress does need to act, and you know how this stuff is. It only happens every generation.
Well, another thing that's going to happen, yeah, and I want to get your thoughts on this. We may have to go into the next segment with this, is, mm-hmm, is the new alignment of the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board. That's about, either already has been or is about to get realigned in a business favorable entity alignment, the way they're manned up there. What do you think?
I think there's some good signs there. I don't follow NLRB directly, but one, right, thing I will tell you, Jim, is I did, is the two, you know how I talked about regulatory dark matter,
yep,
a lot, which is all the rules,
yep,
that aren't written down and don't go through notice and comment,
right,
like a normal regulation, but Obama issued these administrative interpretations.
Hold on to that thought,
franchising.
Wayne. Hold on, I'm going to come back to that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.